The city of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, is discussing how to respond to months of complaints from residents claiming health concerns tied to a cell tower. Tuesday night, Pittsfielders were joined by activists and academics from around the country, and in one case, Canada, in calling into the virtual city council meeting to express health concerns about radiation from the Verizon cell tower at 877 South Street.
Even under best circumstances, when the department is not addressing a global pandemic, we have limited expertise in addressing matters related to FCC regulation.
Pittsfield Director of Public Health, Gina Armstrong.
This is not a typical environmental concern or factor that is in a local board of health jurisdiction. So we don't have the training. We don't have the public health system locally that has dealt with this type of health concern.
She explained why, despite months of public outcry, her department has not taken action on the cell tower radiation concerns.
So up until this point, the health department has not received calls from residents specifically, other than Courtney Gilardi back in October. We have not received any medical reports or any conclusive information for the health department to act on. And that is usually what triggers a health department action step.
Gilardi, who lives near the tower and has been one of the most vocal Pittsfielders on the issue, has expressed interest in running for city council this year. Armstrong sketched out possible next steps for the city.
One thing we have to look at doing is exploring what state resources are available and to see if any other boards of health in Massachusetts has retained a consultant for this type of work. Obviously, we're going to have to draw upon people with the right expertise. So this is something that I will gather information, continue to gather information for the Board of Health's review and determination on next steps, which, as I mentioned in the response letter, may include a request to MassDPH to guide us on how the city would pursue this type of an investigation, or if they would have the resources to do that.
Ward 5's Patrick Cavey said he was disappointed in Pittsfield's response to the long-running situation, which has included residents at public meetings detailing specific symptoms that they attribute to cell tower radiation.
I expected more follow-up, and I didn't think that it was going to take a petition 7 months later to get any type of response. You also noted that we're not really qualified to look into this, but are we able to do things such as soil testing? So, for example, have we looked into any other environmental factors? Are there PCBs in the area? Has there been water quality testing done, radon testing, any other environmental health investigation which could potentially find a cause for some of what these people have been telling us?
Chris Connell, the city councilor for Ward 4, where the cell tower is located, also expressed frustration with the city's response to his petition on the issue.
Councilor Cavey and I submitted this in January, specifically said at a future meeting, given what was going on with COVID-19 in your department. We're trying to be kind as far as, so you didn't have to come back the following meeting. It still took 4 meetings later for you to come back. However, the previous petition that was just up regards to snow removal was submitted last month, and you're coming through with a response now. See, that's why, all right, the residents and myself to a degree feel as if we're being ignored.
The Federal Communication Act prevents local communities from raising health concerns insofar as FCC, as those cell towers are concerned. The issue is that the city of Pittsfield does not have the authority to suspend that cell tower license based on health concerns at the present time.
City Solicitor Stephen Pagnotta said that even if Pittsfield found an issue with the cell tower zoning permit, the zoning board would be prohibited from looking at health concerns as a reason to deny a permit in an appeal.
You would think that if the state had the ability to regulate and ban cell towers, And because they are a hazard, they would have done so a while ago. The state has taken no action. The federal government has taken no action. Congress could change the Communication Act to give local communities the power to do that. That's been around since the 80s or 90s, and they've not done so. I'm not aware of any successful litigation in the country in which a cell tower was shut down by a local community or a state at this time.
The Pittsfield Board of Health has a meeting April 7th, and Armstrong said she expects more information about the cell tower situation to emerge after that discussion. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.